What seems to be the officer problem?
Riggedy, riggedy, wreck, son!
Oh yeah, I'll be fine. I got some beers to keep my buzz going.
Woo! Party!
All I've had today is like 6 gummy bears and some scotch.
Back at it, baby.
We're back at it, baby. Like he says, we're here with Marsh Dog, and like we promised, we're here to talk about space.
The final frontier.
Fuck yeah. We'll dive right into her. Is there a purpose to the universe, or is everything in it completely random?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that kind of ties into faith a little, I would think.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But I think it's just organized chaos.
Organized chaos. What a way to phrase it.
Well, it's gotta follow a little bit of physics, right? But a lot of, like, it's just a lot of the stuff we can't understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's organized chaos.
That's a cool way to put it.
What do you think?
Yeah, I want to believe there's a purpose to the universe, but I think it might be more likely that it's random, based on nothing. But, like, I don't know, it just...
What would the purpose be, though, you know?
Yeah, like, there could be infinite explanations of the purpose. Like, if it could be, like, one theory that I find kind of cool is the universe is, like, training ground for the soul, kind of. So, like, your soul. This would have to assume that there's an afterlife, but the soul goes through different stages of the universe. One stage might be like a human on Earth, or like a fucking alien on another planet, and within those lives that you live within the universe, you learn different things, and your soul grows and expands and becomes more full, and yeah. So, like, that's just one random theory, but that, I think that would be, like, kind of best case, honestly.
I think we live inside the eye of a blue-eyed giant.
That would be fucked up. That would be a fucking... That would be a very... That eye would be infected, for sure.
Man, you ever see the... I think it's the ending of Interstellar or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Or, like, the... Is that the movie where the ending where it's, like, the aliens where they're rolling, like, the marbles?
I haven't seen it in a while, but I believe the ending's, like, the guy comes back and his daughter's older than him. Because he was on, like, a planet where time moved slower or something like that.
Yeah.
What movie are you talking about?
I have no idea, man.
The ending is aliens playing marbles?
Dude, well, like, it just shows, like, how... I don't know, I'll find it for you, man. It's crazy.
Like, anything fuck, like that, though. Like, fuck, imagine
fucked
that...
Fucked with my head, man, so hard.
Yeah, like, imagine if that is...
Oh, it's Men in Black, bro.
Men in Black. I actually haven't... I've seen the first one a long time ago, but... Isn't there, like, 10
And, like,
of them?
The end, dude, it's just, like, so it's just, like, it zooms out, and we're, like, our universe is a marble, and then it shows a bunch of aliens playing, like, you know how you play marbles, like, back in the days,
yeah.
People used to play marbles?
Yeah.
It was a bunch of fucking aliens playing marbles with little universe marbles, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I remember watching that, I was like, holy shit.
Damn. Imagine that's all it is. The purpose of the universe is like a high valued marble that's just being traded around with a bunch of aliens. Do you think parallel universes exist?
If the universe is truly endless, then there would have to be no.
Yeah, I agree. If it's actually infinite, then literally every possibility is happening right now. If it's truly infinite. Which, I don't even know if we could comprehend that. Like, I don't understand how they figured that out. It makes no sense how any human brain can come to the conclusion that the universe is infinite and feel confident about that. That to me is just so fucking, seems a little whack.
I mean, but even if it is endless, like, think of how hard it would be, like, think of how hard it is for Earth to have fucking life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many fucking alternate universes there technically need to be, but if it's endless, then it doesn't matter if how hard it is. You know, like, it's just so fucked thinking about it.
Yeah, it's like a fucking paradox. Like, it's just a loop of fucking brainwashing. Fucking just penetrates my brain. I don't understand.
My brain did not give consensual okay to this.
Yeah, that is just wild. Like you're saying, like, it's so hard for Earth to have life, so, like, is every life just spaced out, like, millions of fucking years apart? Travel.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing else, I think, in our galaxy that's... obviously, nothing else in our galaxy that's like Earth, right? And our galaxy's fucking huge.
Yeah.
And I highly doubt there's anything in our universe that is, like, 100% like Earth, you know?
Yeah.
So, imagine having, like, for us to even have one Earth is, like, crazy in a universe. It'd have to be fucking...
infinite.
Trillions and trillions. Yeah. Well, like, infinite.
Literally. Like, if it's infinite and the only difference between the Earth we're living on is I drive a different color car, but everything else is the same. Like, how many different colors of cars could I have? Just me alone. That's that just... oh, boy. Maybe I should be drinking for this one.
Human evolution's crazy, too, that we came from, like, fucking tiny little specks of organisms.
Yeah, that is crazy. Even just evolving from a chimp is fucking crazy, and that's, like, the last step.
Yeah, first evolved from a fucking fish wanting to walk on water.
That doesn't make sense. Oh, my
God. That's how it happened, man. These fish fucking somehow grew fucking... lungs so they could fucking go up on banks.
Yeah,
like, and then they would, like, go up onto the banks, and then somehow they evolved to have legs, and then they were walking fish, and then it just turned into fucking chimps, and then chimps turned into humans somehow.
How the fuck does that even work? Like, a fish is like, I want lungs, I'm just gonna grow them over hundreds of years. Like, how does your body, like, you just keep, like, fish just keep sacrificing themselves? Like, if a 10,000 of us jump out of the water and die, eventually one of our kids will know that they need lungs when they're born.
Yeah, that shit's, like, I don't know, man. Like, that's the thing why, like, people think, like, Mother Nature's alive, right? Like,
yeah.
How does shit like that happen, dude? Like, there's gotta be an external force, like, telling that fish to fucking grow some lungs.
You know? Yeah, I'm with you. Like, when the fish is like... I mean, it could... I was gonna say, did it, like, go fuck a squirrel or something? But it couldn't. There's no squirrels. It's just a fish. So, like, how did it... what, maybe, like, a fucking... no, that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, it's not like the fish has a conscience to be like, fuck, I need to get up on that bank and fucking start walking around and grow some lungs, you know? Like, a fucking fish.
Assuming...
yeah, I'm sorry? With you. Like, how do... I'm with you. Like, does it have to just, like... Do 10,000 fish have to die on the bank before, like, the fish realize that they can't go up there?
Yeah.
And it's, like, I don't know. Like, it just... ah, that's so fucking weird.
And then again, like you're saying, like, do they have to be conscious to be, like, I'm making the decision to want lungs. Like, I desire walking around on land. Not necessarily thinking of I want lungs, but, like, I want something that will allow me to go up there and not die. If I manifest it in my sperm, I can have kids who can do it. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm gonna manifest some fucking lungs in my children.
Yeah. Just going around fucking a bunch of fish, just trying to get one of the batches right.
Holy fuck.
Assuming parallel universes do exist, would you want to switch lives with another version of yourself living in a parallel universe if it meant everything stayed the same except you were a millionaire in the other universe? So, like, you'd be a millionaire automatically. You'd never have to work again. But you'd look around at your friends and family and know, like, I didn't grow up with you. I don't belong here. Like, you aren't the mom that raised me or the dad or your brother, whatever it is. Like, I've never met you. Even
Do
though...
I have the sorry. Exact same relationship with them I have yeah. up until now.
Yes. Everything.
I'm switching.
You're switching? That would be so yeah. fucking trippy.
But... It technically is the same person, right? Like, that's the thing about parallel universes. They are the same fucking person.
Mm-hmm. With the same experiences. Like, you'd have the same experiences as that person.
Yeah.
Your family would look
it'd
at you
no
like the
different.
Same person.
It'd be no different. It would take a bit to get used to it, obviously. But I think after a fucking couple months, you'd be like, it's normal, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like they'd act different. Like, you'd be waiting for them to act different, but they wouldn't because they're the same person.
Oh my god, that would be so fucked up. Just to look over, like, at your wife or something. She's like, what the fuck? I don't think I could. I think I'm too chicken. I think that would fuck me up too much. It would fucking put me in an insane asylum. That would trip me out so much, like, to not be with the version of my wife that I... experienced everything with, even though she has the same memories of, like, my dog and shit, that I don't think I could.
It would be so weird when she'd be, like, talking about you guys having sex, like,
yeah,
tone that out.
Yeah, literally, like, oh my god. That's a good point.
That was not me, but it was me.
Yeah, you're fucking someone else.
What do you mean, honey? It was you.
Like, no one believes you ever. Oh my god.
Oh man. Hit me with the next one here.
If we found extraterrestrial life, I don't know, I didn't say. If we found aliens in space, how would that change the way we behave on Earth? Do you think humanity would unite and fight the aliens? Would Earth become a tourist attraction for aliens? And we'd be part of some sort of interdimensional, I don't know how you phrase it, some sort of galaxy government? Or would we completely ignore them and continue living our regular lives?
Well, what I'd like to happen is communication and stuff like that. What I think is going to happen is the military is going to freak the fuck out and start trying to, like, fucking blow it up with missiles or something. Like, let's be real here. If a fucking giant alien ship came out of the sky, like, that shit's getting shot down 100%.
That would be the absolute dumbest thing we could do, but I agree with you. I would hope that our... the military isn't that stupid to think that we'd stand a chance against something that can bring itself to Earth.
We're humans, man. We're incredibly fucking stupid.
Yeah, we are really fucking stupid.
Like, we make no decisions by, like... That's, like... human emotion, right? Like, that's the whole point of, like, being a human is you make stupid fucking decisions purely based off emotions and nothing rational, right? Like,
Man, if we didn't have emotions, like, fuck, we'd be so much more efficient.
Imagine we just, yeah, like, robots, dude.
Yeah. But then it would kind of be, like, pointless.
Yeah, life would be pretty shitty.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think that. It'd just be nothingness. Life is just life.
Yeah.
No feelings about it. Do you think if we did try to shoot them, that it, at the very least, it would unite the globe and we work together to fight a common enemy? Or do you think...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that brings humans together like racism and wanting to kill something.
Those are the top two.
Man, think about it. Anytime a nation has worked together, it's always been in, like, times of crisis where they're, like, fucking fighting a war.
Yeah.
There's a fucking, oh my goodness, like, Kony 2020 when, like, there's child soldiers and shit like that, you know? Like, that's the only time people come together.
Yeah. And you'd think that, like, it'd be kind of obvious, like, hey, let's put aside our differences and fight a common enemy. And then once you do that, it'd be like, well, why would we go back to hating each other? I don't know. It doesn't. We just kind of set aside our differences. That was kind of a huge problem on Earth. So maybe we should just continue maintaining this peace.
Mm-hmm. That would have been nice. You know, like... I think we could have had peace after World War II.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
If we fucked it all up.
If an asteroid was guaranteed to smash into Earth, ending all life, would you want to know it was coming, or would you prefer to stay oblivious and continue living your everyday life?
I don't think they'd tell the general public if they knew.
I don't think they would either, but would you want to know?
Yes.
Me too. Yeah, like, I think if you told the general public, it would just turn into chaos and everyone would go do all the things they've always wanted to do.
It would be fucking gnarly, man.
Be the fucking purge.
It would get fucking bad.
Do you think it would turn into, like, violence, or do you think it would just turn into, like, no one does anything, kind of, like, just laziness in that sense? Like, not laziness, but, like, no one, like, continues progressing anything with food or with any sort of energy that we use, anything that spins the wheels.
I think all that would stop, but I think chaos or, like, violence would ensue, too.
Yeah. We are kind of naturally violent.
Oh, 100%, man. Look at history.
Yeah. I think I would also want to know, because then I would just do all the things that I'd want to do before I die. Like, as much as I can, based on the limited time I have.
Just have one more dinner with the whole family.
Yeah, like shit like that.
Like, how much warning would you like? Would you like a couple days or like a month?
I think I would like at because least if it's a month,
right? Then no one's gonna go to work. So then, like, that last month is gonna be pretty shit because there's gonna be like no power, no running water.
Yeah, like I would wonder. Like, there'd be no possessions. Like, no one would own anything anymore. Because it's pointless. I wonder, though, if they would, like, do something to maintain the power some way. I don't know how you would, though.
Who are you going to pay to go to work?
No, but, like, if you could set
final day.
Imagine. If you could set something up on autopilot, I think there'd be some people who would work, but like in very specific fields, like someone who's like, I just want to help people for the remaining time that I have, like go to work as a doctor or fucking nurse or.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Something There's like that.
That percentage of people for sure.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Up? Or what's it called? Don't Look Up.
No.
It's kind of, it's like all about that. It's like an asteroid's coming and they try these scientists figure out an asteroid's coming, it's going to destroy Earth, and they try to tell the general public about it, and then like it just gets laughed off, and like the mainstream media like takes it, like tries to portray it as a joke so that no one believes it, and then it's just all about like how the government would handle it, and then, and it's pretty fucked up ending, honestly. They all just die and they end up not being able to tell anyone because the government just like fucks up their whole story and makes it seem fake and shit. But I could
exactly what I could see the government
that's,
doing.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was gonna say, and I could totally see like a whistleblower, someone coming out saying it's gonna happen, and then the government like twisting the narrative to make it seem like this is an uncredible source, like this is a lie, don't believe it.
I fucking hate the government so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck the government.
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Next time we'll have to do a pod about the government.
They take too much damn taxes.
Fucking government. Alright,
well. I'm getting almost like $1,000, man, taking off my fucking taxes. Like paycheck
every few weeks?
Every week, bro.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's fuck it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have my own business, and I was able to do a lot of write-offs this year. And I was supposed to pay the government like $8,000, and I got it down to like almost zero, which was fucking sick. So like, I feel like everyone should just own their own business. Just fucking write shit off.
Oh yeah, write-offs are key.
Yeah, write-offs are key. Alright, well, that one was extremely short, but that was all my questions, so I guess we're cooked. I thought this one was going to run a while. I was like, oh, we're talking about space, we're just going to go on tangents, but not really. Anyway.
I'm a little bit tired here, too, sorry.
No, man, no, fuck, me too. I fucking hungover as fuck right now, and just... After slamming my head, like I said off air, I slammed my head into the wall before this. I just fucking feel a little off right now, so. But no, thank you for coming out. I really appreciate it. And next time we'll talk about the government and maybe we'll have a few drinks and get a little crazy.
I'd be down for that.
Alright, well. You know what it's all about. Thank you so much for listening. Marsh Dog, take us away.
Do diggity schmoigan.
This is the end of the show. It is time for us to go. Cha!